Hashtag Styles Stilinski.
Untitled Teen Wolf fic by Jism and Amazon ZD. Jism read by Petica.
Amazon ZD read by Ink Junket.
Hashtag Zed, I love you. Hashtag, oh my god, Kitty Styles Pancake Thief. Hashtag, sentences that let you know you've lost control of your life.
You're not alone, BB. Hashtag, no seriously. Hashtag, where's the AU? Hashtag, where some witches or warlocks or something turn Styles into a cat. Hashtag, and he lurks in wait in the abandoned train station. Hashtag, waiting for Derek to walk by so Styles can blitz attack his ankles. Hashtag, Void is probably the best at handling him. Hashtag, he just picks Styles up by the scruff of his neck and puts him where he wants him. Hashtag, and Styles is like, okay, boy. Hashtag, you win. Hashtag, you give the best ear scritches anyway. Hashtag, but let's be real. Hashtag, it's Scott who gives Styles the pancakes.
God, obviously, it is Scott who gives Styles the pancakes. Although, actually, if we want to get really real, Scott probably made those pancakes for his own damn self and left them alone to go find the syrup. Because, okay, he saw Styles positioning himself on top of the stairs in order to execute Operation Fly Tackle into Derek's face. He thought he had at least 3 minutes. But obviously, Operation Flying Tackle into Derek's face was in fact a clever ruse. Because Styles already executed it to a satisfactory conclusion. To wit, Derek Hale shrieking and batting at his face and yelling, "Ah, Styles, goddammit!" In what Styles is sure Derek will fondly imagine as a lower-pitched voice. Before Scott woke up, this is, in fact, Operation Convince Scott to leave his pancakes alone for a few minutes. Which is why Scott comes back to find that Styles has removed not only the top pancake, but the two pancakes beneath it, and dragged them over to the little bed they made for him in the corner out of laundry to, like, hold down the fort or whatever, until they figured out how the hell to change him back. And Scott spends several minutes making outraged noises at Styles, who licks his paws. He's not even eating the pancakes, Scott thinks. How is that fair? Until Boyd and Derek come in, and Boyd raises his eyebrows as Styles comes and winds himself between his legs. And Derek just crosses his arms over his chest and leans against the wall and is like, I know, Scott. I know.
I can't decide if the reason Styles stole Scott's pancakes is just because he wants Scott not to have them, or if it's also because he wants to hoard them and then put them on Boyd's pillow as a present when he's sleeping. This totally counts as hunting and killing, okay?
God, poor Erica, who keeps waking up to find Styles leaving things in the bed and being like, Boyd, can you please start locking the door? Can you make Derek keep him in his room? Can he go home with Scott? Oh my god, Styles, no one wants a slice of yesterday's cake! How did you even get that up here? It's 4 a.m.! Boyd thinks it's kind of adorable, in a gonna blackmail you forever when you're human again sort of way.
Hello, Boyd does lock the door. It's just that a locked door doesn't do much good against a kitten, who is also Styles. Isaac and Styles get along great. You know how Isaac is with small, fluffy animals. Also, Boyd will carry Styles. No, seriously, best ear scritches. But Isaac will let Styles sit on his shoulder, which is a great vantage point for Operation Dive Bomb Derek, the sequel. And is also a great height for when Styles is pretending to be in the crow's nest on a pirate ship. Being a cat brings out his natural whimsy, okay?
The end! Links to this fic can be found in our podfic post. Thanks for listening.
So bloopers real?
Oh my god.
I'm trying to laugh silently. Okay.
To wit, Derek Hale shrieking.
Sorry, I just think it's so funny.
Yes.
Okay.